In Austin, I'm Tyler Pratt, and this is your sound check. Alejandro Escovedo and Rosie Flores are teaming up to help retire the debt of Austin rock and roll singer Nick Curran. Curran was an award-winning guitarist and singer who played with Texas rockabilly legend Ronnie Dawson and the Fabulous Thunderbirds, and Neil Young was one of his many fans. Curran lost a battle with cancer in 2012 at the age of 35, and his mother was left with a mountain of medical bills. Escovedo and Flores are holding a benefit at Austin's Continental Club Tuesday night, and donations will be accepted at the door. It's no secret that a ticket to some of this summer's hottest shows like the Rolling Stones, Paul McCartney, Justin Timberlake, and Jay-Z comes with an expensive price tag. Scalpers play a large role in the ticketing process. The AP reports that the average ticket for the Stones' 50 and Counting tour goes for $355. Trade publication Billboard says many artists are now trying to control the scalping process through paperless or non-transferable tickets, but those tickets still only account for a small percentage of total ticket sales. To counter the big-time scalpers, one artist, Kid Rock, has turned to scalping himself. He says it's to keep the majority of his tickets priced low. Rock set the price for his summer tour at $20, but he's selling 1,000 tickets from each show at scalp prices to offset the cheaper regular price. But it remains to be seen whether moves like this can actually help drive down ticket prices for the long haul. In Austin, I'm Tyler Pratt.